Thursday, November 2nd, 2023. All Souls Day. Today's Feast of All Souls reminds us that every soul really matters. It is a reminder that we have another home, another dwelling place, a heavenly home. It reminds us that we are also a home to one another. The beautiful words in the Gospel today tell us how precious we are in the eyes of God. "This is the will of the one who sent me," Jesus says, "that I should not lose anything of what he gave me." God cherishes and seeks out every soul. Christ wants to bring all of us home. Home. This is the time of year our thoughts turn more and more to the place we call home. Holidays are coming. There are gatherings around the family table. Home is our destination again and again. We are drawn into the bright lights that offer us comfort and warmth. Home is not just bricks and mortar. It is people. It is the arms that hold you, the shoulders you lean on. It is the people who share your joys and your tears, the ones who pray with you and for you, even after you are gone. Yesterday we celebrated a communion of saints. Today we honor a communion of souls. Many souls are closer than we realize. Just think about that. They are in the stories we tell and the jokes we share. They are in the recipes we've saved and the wisdom we've remembered, the shortcuts we take, and the ornaments we wrap in tissue paper and save to hang on the Christmas tree again this year. The people we pray for today are in 1,000 small details that together make up the world we know. They are more than a memory. They are life. They are my brother, my mother, my father, and my sister. They are other family members. They are friends and neighbors. They are people we worked with and people we met along the way. These are among the souls we remember today and pray for this day, our communion of souls. They are worth remembering and cherishing and celebrating. The church refers to them as the departed, as if they were on a plane that had just left the terminal. Maybe that says it best. They have finished their earthly journey and have reached another destination. We hope that they have made it safely. Maybe they are not safely home as yet in the arms of the Lord, so they still need our prayers. And we pray that one day we will join them in that place of warmth and light, that place we call our only true and eternal home. Please offer your prayers today for departed family members, departed friends, and departed souls you struggle to get along with in this world. And please pray for the departed poor souls who have died in the war in Ukraine, and all the poor souls who have been lost in the war in Israel and Palestine. There are many people to pray for. You are just one heartbeat away from eternity. The only way someone will find out about treatsforthesoul.org is through you. Do invite them to subscribe and to listen to this podcast every day.